नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्रीमाशवानी देवी गायताय विपाद्वये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान आये प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योचन प्रेमाचरा श्रीमुखानुगवाद्विदुरा श्रीगौरा करुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते
to the lotus feet of train coming back from Mayapur, we thought, let us go to Puri. So soon after such a big yatra in Mayapur, hardly 100 or 200 people were come to Puri. But there were 475 people. The devotees speculated, if we go to Vrindavan, it may go up to 500. 300 people assembled in Vrindavan. 2 weeks later, we decided, let's go to Nasik. And already there's 700 people who are registered for this yatra. So what is possible or impossible for the devotees of the Lord? The enthusiasm of the Vaishnavas can make anything possible. Srila Prabhupada, he went to the West with 40 rupees. He didn't know anyone except a materialistic person in an unknown place who had no desire to help him. For him to start an international movement and print tens of millions of books is impossible. But the enthusiasm of the devotee attracts the mercy of Krishna. And Krishna has achinta shakti. He can see all the potencies. Krishna can lift the Bodhidharma and hold the little finger of his left. What is impossible for Krishna? What Krishna will do for his devotees, if the devotees have a sincere desire to serve him, to serve each other. So we have come to this holy place of Panchavati. It is the tradition that when coming here, that the sincere devotees first take their bath in Sri Rama Mahan. It is a very holy place. The river Godavari originates just nearby at a place called Ramagiri, which by Lord Sri Krishna's mercy we will be visiting tomorrow. We will tell the story of the descent of Godavari at that place. At the place called Ramakund, the Godavari shifts its direction to the southern direction. At this particular point, it is considered very, very sacred. In fact, at that place, it is called Panchaprayag, because 5 holy rivers meet underground at that point. The Godavari, Aruna, Varuna, Saraswati, and Savitri. It is also called Ram Daya, because at that place, Lord Sri Ram performed last rites for his father, Dasarath. He also did in Chitrakoot, but again he performed that Shraddha here at Ramakund. Therefore it is called Ramdaya. And just as people go to perform the Shraddha ceremony in Daya, which is now located in Bihar state, the same benefits take place by performing here at the Ramakund in Nasi. As we are going to Ramakund, there is a beautiful little temple that will be on our left. It is called Godavari Mandir. It is where the deity of Sri Godavari Devi is worshipped. The Godavari and the Ganga are the same water coming from the same source that have fallen in different places in this world, each with its own very, very beautiful pastime. Ganga Mai expands herself in each river has a particular transcendental goddess of that particular river, or the personal deity presiding over the river. The Godavari is sometimes called the Adya Ganga, because the Godavari descended to this earth, historically it is said, even before Bhagirath brought the Ganga directly at Gangavari. Therefore, Godavari is considered the elder sister of all rivers. It is also called the Gautama Rishi Ganga, because it was by the mercy of Sri Gautama Rishi that this river descended to this world. We will begin our yatra by very, very reverentially, sincerely taking our bath in Sri Ramakrishna, praying at the lotus feet of Sri Sitaram Lakshman, who would bathe there each and every day for their great mercy. Praying at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who also bathe there for their great mercy. We can chant our Gayatri Mantra in Sri Ramakrishna, and we should pray that the Lord, by His kind help, can free us from our egoistic, selfish desires and have a clean and pure heart to serve Him and to please Him. Nasik is a very, very holy place for Sri Ram. After taking our bath in Sri Ramakrishna, we will go to the Kala Ram Mandir. This is the place where Lord Sri Ram personally had his kutir, or cottage, when he was living in Nasa. There, after being purified from the holy bath, we will have ecstatic kirtan, and we will begin our series of narrations of the glories of Pancharati and Sri Kala Ram Mandir. From there we will go to several other holy places. It is my humble request that during this yatra we should have a very sincere and joyful and prayerful mood. As you know, Nasik means the place where Lakshman cut off the nose of Sudhanika. It is a place of great joy for those who like to glorify Ram, but it is a place of great misery for those who speak our nonsense. So let us keep our minds fixed in the glories of the Supreme Lord, in the service of the Vaishnavas, and let us have a very, very blissful, purifying experience here in the holy land of Pancharatri. So devotees, please follow those who are leading us. Do not just start walking. We will go from here walking to Sri Ramakrishna. We will offer our obeisances to Godavari Devi. Then at Ramakunda, everyone, men and women, should bow down and put 3 drops of water on their heads and sip the water. Then the women should proceed across the little bridge to a very large part of that kund, and the men will stay at that small area of Ramakunda. We will take our baths. Please, it is getting somewhat late, so take your bath nicely, but quickly also, because there's so many places we would like to see today before the dark. So take your bath very quickly. Paramhamsa Ji Prabhu Somehow or other, he's going to organize to direct us all to Halayana Mandir. What I suggest is after taking our bath quickly, we all remain there, we start a kirtan, and then we have a procession to Halayana Mandir. And we will continue our kirtan and kirtan on the glorious of Sri Pajapati. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. We can have